Hi there. The word for you today is on sparrows. In Psalm 102, verse 6, we read, I am like a sparrow alone on a housetop. Who wrote that? David. How did he describe himself? As a lonely sparrow. Let me ask you a question. Has your nest been torn apart by a storm? Have you lost your mate? Jesus can relate. His disciples didn't get him at all. They argued over who would be the greatest among them. They failed to pray with him in his most difficult moments in Gethsemane. And on the cross, he actually cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? We smile at the cute story of a single lady who hung a pair of trousers on her bedpost, then sent God this letter. Father in heaven, help me if you can. I've hung a pair of trousers here. Please fill them with a man. Seriously, loneliness can be devastating to your self-worth. Younger people wonder if they'll ever find the right person to marry. And older people, well, they fear ending life all alone with no one to care for them. The God who knew that Adam was incomplete not only created Eve for him, but actually introduced them and brought them together. And he can do that for you too. If you're widowed or divorced or never married and want to find a mate, don't be anxious. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 13, God says something interesting. I know where you dwell. God knows your name, your address, and every detail about you. And better yet, he cares. And one more thought. Sometimes loneliness is not so much the absence of affection as the absence of direction. It's not really so much the absence of people, but the absence of purpose. So, begin to reach out to others. Go ahead, find a need that no one is meeting. Pour your life into it, and watch how things begin to improve for you.